Well, here we are. Okay, you start.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, boy.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, it's the Ron Van Dam.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am indeed Ron Van Dam. Every single one of those words in my name are actually true. I used to use a phony name. Can you guess what my radio name used to be, which was not really my name? Can you guess? Go on, I'll sit here for half an hour while you just take a stab at it. You'll never get it. My first name was still Ron. Not still Ron, like still life. It was Ron. And then I had a middle name of Nelson, and my last name was Peterson. So my radio name for about 10 years was Ron Nelson Peterson. And you may say, why did you have a radio name? Well, why does a stripper have a stripper name? Same reason. I danced on a stage in front of... No, a different reason. The reason that I had a name, because I had followers. And I was taking phone calls on the air. I was doing a morning show for a station called WMSX. Which was kind of the nicest station I ever worked for because they paid me well. that's all I remember. They paid me well. And I did their morning show from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the morning. I did 3 hours every morning. And I would sit in this radio studio and interview people, similar to what I do now in that sense. But I would take phone calls from listeners, and we could talk about anything they wanted or any subject that came up. They could call and comment on it. And when you do this every single weekday for 10 years, you get a following of people that I call nut jobs. Not that they're difficult people or there's something wrong with them, but to me, a lot of them were nut jobs. They would call almost every day, if not every day, and they started to think that they were my close friend. I had never met these people for the most part. Unless we did a radio remote, these people would show up. But other than that, I just really, you know, some of them were very nice, and I still talk to some of them to this day, but others were annoying. And they feel like they know you and that they're your very close friends, although, no, this is just a radio gig, peoples. So I, on advice from another radio talk show host, I said, Ron, you got to come up with a phony name. You don't want people knowing who you are. And I said, well, you know, that's how I feel about real life, too. He said, no, seriously, Ron, stop kidding me. Stop fooling around. Stop kidding me. I said, okay, I'll be serious. I said, you really got to get another name. So then I thought, well, I'll do the three-name thing because... that sounds classy. If I have three names, like Ron, Nelson, Peterson, oh, that rolls off the tongue. That's a great name. Sounds like I own a yacht, doesn't it? like she'd be walking around in a smoking jacket with an ascot and one of those long cigarette holders.
Excuse me, could you pull the limousine around the corner and freshen my drink, please, Jeeves? Would you do that? And I'll be wearing the black pants tonight. Lay out my black pants, will you? Will you lay out my black pants, damn it?
Yeah, that was a great name. Great name. And I used it a lot, even when I wasn't at the radio station. Just for the hell of it. When I would go to a restaurant, a reservation? What's the name on the reservation, sir?
The name is Ron Nelson Peterson.
Oh. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yes. And lay out my black pants, will you, please?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Why the hell am I talking about that? Where did that come from? Where do I go with this? Anyway, my name is actually Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much. Well, it's not my real name. It's really Joe Schmuck. So, all right, fine. Now, you figured me out, didn't you? Still, I'd like you to lay out my black pants. That would be really nice. I feel like wearing black pants today. Black pants are great. They go with everything. Except for a black shirt. Then you look like you're a mime. And that looks really stupid. All right, that's enough.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Not anymore. Not anymore, I don't. Not anymore. And if you have a chance, could you please lay out my black pants? Lay them out. Lay them out. Today on the show, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to two summer travel experts. One of them is a man that... he's a man who... says that going on a summer vacation is the route to all happiness. I may disagree with that from my perspective, but he will be here to spread happiness upon you. I hope that's all he's spreading, if you know what I mean. The other person is someone that I speak to on a monthly basis. That's how I know when I have my period. That was distasteful. I apologize. But if you could just lay out my black pants, I'd appreciate that. Stephanie Oswald is the editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. There's no naked pictures in it, but it's very popular nonetheless. Stephanie joins us. She always has some travel ideas, whether you're going overseas or getting in the car and staying local. She's fun. She's a nice woman. I only speak to nice people. Well, knowingly. There's a new word that's come up in regards to vacations. And I love this word because I am a curmudgeon. Not that I can spell that word, but I can certainly say it because I wear it proudly. I'm a curmudgeon. I'm a little grumpy. I'm a little rock and roll. I wasn't always grumpy. I didn't turn grumpy till I was about 3 years old. Then I stayed grumpy. Before that, I think I was lovely. Although my father says that I was not. I was not an easy child. I was dyspeptic. I had a lot of gas, apparently. And I was not an easy baby. I would cry and scream and burn the house down and sink large vessels. I don't know. I think it was a lousy child. That's why I think when I turned 3, I became grumpy. I said, what the hell? Let's do this grumpy style. And I've been grumpy ever since. I'm the kind of guy that if I see a kid stepping on my lawn, I'll run outside with a large axe. Just to intimidate them, not to chop them up. At least not in too many pieces. I will run out and I will say, get off my lawn. Don't you understand? I have home insurance, and if you fall down, they will raise my premiums. And the kid says, what? What are you talking about, grumpy man? I say, I get off my property. That's grumpy, isn't it? There's two schools of thought. One is me, and the other is everybody except me.
Oh, children, look at them laughingly playing on the lawn. Look at the sound of laughter, the sound of children screaming and playing. Oh, what a beautiful picture of life this is. Children playing on my grass that I have just seeded, that I spend hundreds of dollars for landscaping. Here they are playing on my grass and digging into it with their heels. Play, children, play. Play on to your heart's content while I spend every dollar that I've ever made occupationally trying to keep my lawn in good standing in the neighborhood. So, children, play on, play on. Dig your heels as deep as you possibly can. Create divots that I can no longer deal with. Play on, children. Ah, the sound of laughter, the sound of youth. And, children, before you leave, as I chase you off my property, please, in the morning, lay out my black pants, will you please?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I know if a child falls down on my lawn, whether it's their fault or not, certainly it's not my fault, that a claim will be made against me and my home insurance premiums will go up, and that's all I care about. I don't care about the youth of today. I care about my home insurance premiums. Not my children playing on the lawn. I'll let my children play on the lawn. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe not. Come to think of it, maybe not. Go to a park or something. I don't really need you on my lawn. Anyway, there's a word. Excuse me. I've got phlegm caught in my throat. tasty water. Tasty water. Let's take a commercial break. I got to drink some more water. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. I hope you'll be here. I'm really counting on it. Because if you're not, there's no point to any of this. I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself. That would be just stupid. So please stick around, will you, please?
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta Lamusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Lanusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paducah.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajol.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Cline.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus. Just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
Hey, guess what? I do this every single weekday. I know. I know what you're going to say. Just don't say it. You can think it all you want. Just don't say it. And because this is internet radio kind of stuff, you can listen at any time of day. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, I missed the Ron Van Dam show. Now I can... I'm in a horrible place. No, you can listen to this show anytime you want. Anytime during the day. You can listen to shows that go all the way back like 3 years. They're all here. They're on this website and on the Podbean website. They go all the way back to when I was 3 years old and became grumpy. So enjoy yourself. Would you like to go to my Facebook page? There's absolutely nothing there. Yet, it was created, so you must go. New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. That's the title of the Facebook page. It's a little long, I know. New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. There you will find absolutely nothing. No, there's fun and games and amusement parks. I don't know what the hell's there. I haven't been there myself in a long time. Why bother? We can be heard on a lot of different things. On the Podbean Network, which is our host. Or you can go to NewEnglandBroadcasting.com. They will find us there with all kinds of things going on there. Some videos from my television show. All kinds of ridiculous things that will embarrass the hell out of me. We're found on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, all other kinds of stuff, including the Alexa thing. You know, you can talk to your little Alexa thing and say, play the Ron Van Dam Show on TuneIn Radio or whatever, and it'll play it for you right in your house. It's kind of annoying, actually. I would like to invent something like toilet bowl radio, where when you really have to go to the bathroom badly, when you lift the lid, it automatically plays one of my shows, one of my episodes, as you sit on the toilet. Some people are there for a long time, and I think that'd be pretty cool, huh? This music that you're listening to and the opening theme are composed and performed by Jason Shaw. Thank you, Jason. You're wonderful. The comedy commercials and the announcements by John Shanahan. Thank you, John. You're wonderful. There's a thing called a staycation. That's the word that I was looking for. A staycation. That's when you take a vacation, but you don't go anywhere. You stay at home. But the idea of a staycation, if you really know how to handle the staycation thing, is to absolutely plan to do nothing. Now, when you're going on a vacation, you have to plan. We're going to get in a car at 9:30. We're going to drive to Washington. We're going to stay overnight at the Quality Motel. We're going to have the chicken. The next day, we're going to see the giant ball of string in Kentucky. Then we're going to stay at the, you know, you got it all planned out. You know exactly where you're going to go, what you're going to do. You got tickets, you know, set up on the way, all these activities. A staycation is the opposite, but still holds true to the idea of scheduling in this sense. You say to yourself, from Tuesday to Thursday, I'm having a staycation in my home. And here's what I'm planning to do. Nothing. That's my plan. If somebody calls and says, hey, Ron, would you like to go to the park? No, I'm on staycation. I'm not going anywhere. You have to plan not to do things. Don't take phone calls. Turn your cell phone off. Wash your sheets on your bed because you're going to be doing a lot of sleeping in bed while you watch television. Make sure you have plenty of food in the house. All the stuff that'll make you fat. The comfort foods to comfort your fat. Macaroni and cheese. That kind of crap. Pizza. That's a staycation, man. Do you like to read? Throw some books around you that you haven't read in a long time or that you haven't read at all. And plan to read those. You have to plan not to do anything. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not working. I'm not going to go in the yard and weed. I'm not mowing the lawn. I'm not doing anything. You're not coming to my house. I'm not answering the door. My plans are to do nothing. You are to leave me alone. You are not to talk to me. For Tuesday through Thursday, that's my staycation. I will do what I want, when I want, how I want. You are not to talk to me. You are not to communicate to me whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. I will not be brushing my teeth for 3 days. You don't want to be around me. I will do nothing for 3 days, Tuesday through Thursday. Sounds like 2 days, but it's really three. It's 3 days and two nights. That's my staycation. Now, to me, that's lovely. That's rest and relaxation. Getting in the car with screaming children is not relaxing. Standing in an airport waiting for your flight to take off and it's already an hour late is not relaxing. Sitting on a plane next to talkative people is not relaxing. Staying in a hotel where you can hear the people on the other side of the wall having sex and banging each other while you're sitting there with a Bible, that's not a vacation to me. That's not relaxing. Sitting in a restaurant, having wonderful food, but having people sitting on either side of you waiting for your food to come and the stuff isn't really that great and you're paying like $200 so you can sit there alone, that's not a vacation. That's not relaxing. Going to an amusement park, standing in line for half an hour just to get on a roller coaster that makes you sick and makes you throw up, that's not relaxing. Sitting in a pool so you can smell like chlorine for 6 weeks, it's not relaxing. Sitting in a pool where other people are probably urinating as you're swimming, that's not relaxing. Sitting in a hot tub with fat people, that's not relaxing. But some people like to travel. They like to have new experiences in their life. Good for you. That's, you know what? Good for you. That's very enriching. That's a very full life to see how other people live. Ask me if I care how other people live. Go on, ask me if I care. You're right, I don't. But you probably do. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Should I be feeding starving children? No. Give them some food. Let them feed themselves. They should have food. I will contribute to sending them the food, but I'm not going to feed them. With a spoon while they chew? Why would I do that? I'm nice enough to give them the food. Anyway, staycation sounds like a wonderful idea. My life is a staycation. That's how I live my life. Ron, you wanna go to the movies? No, I don't. What do you want, staycation? No, that's always. So that's how I do it, kids. That's how I do it. All right, we're going to first talk to... Stephanie Oswald, she's wonderful, man. She's just wonderful. I don't know Stephanie personally. I only know her over the phone. I have a lot of phone relationships. This is very interesting. There's no sex involved, oddly enough, on a phone relationship. None whatsoever. Anyway, Stephanie's here. Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie. Hey, how are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's Stephanie Oswald. We talk to her every time there's a change in season. Stephanie tells us that there's a change in season. And it's the summer months. Ooh. And that's when people are off. They have time to vacation and go places. And that's where we turn to you and look at our ideas, perhaps a road trip this time around.
Perhaps a road trip, and I'm excited because I have to tell you, I am coming to Cape Cod in July, and so I'll be flying up to Boston and then road tripping out to the Cape, so I can't wait to check out your neck of the woods again, which is one of my favorite places.
Very, very nice. I have a travel tip as far as that's concerned. Traffic is, there's a lot of traffic getting on and off, so you have to plan it so that you're not sitting in it, so various times of the day where it's easier to get around.
Like midnight.
Well, I'm thinking 3 a.m, but yeah, no. It's usually the rush hours that are difficult, even on the weekend, but a beautiful place. You've been there before, huh?
Yes, I have, and yes. I'm really excited because we have. It's been a few years since our family's gotten together again out there, so
we're headed
to Orleans, and I can't wait.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Okay.
But I do have some great adventures to talk about because people are saying, hey, we are tired of the same old, and even if you are going back to a favorite destination, mm-hmm. I think there are great ways that you can uncover something new, a new personality about an old favorite. So we're really talking about how to travel like a rock star, get that adrenaline rush, mm-hmm. and I've got ideas from sailing to safari to whitewater rafting.
Great. All right, let's get started.
Well, first off, Ron, if you've ever dreamed of learning how to sail and maybe taking your own boat through the islands of Greece or the Bahamas or who knows, even along the coast in the U.S., mm-hmm. This is a summer maybe for you to learn how to sail. And okay. the American Sailing Association has teachers all over who will do like a three-day course, Sailing 101. And when you're done with that, you feel like, you know, you can be the captain of your own ship, which can be really cool. And, yeah. you know, you might think, oh, well, if I'm a rock star, I want somebody else to do the sailing for me. But the reality is, it's a control thing. If you're in control
yes.
of your own ship, then you can decide when you leave this harbor or that island or if you want to spend a few more days exploring. So you control your own time. So it's something exciting, something to think about. I went with North Star Sailing Charters in Gulfport, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and just for a pleasure journey and learned about these classes. And like you can really become an expert sailor if you set your mind on it.
If that's what you're into. I guess they're two different vacations.
Yeah, well, that's an option.
Yeah.
Something else, mm-hmm. I wanted to let people know that if you want to go on safari, that's usually a bucket list item for a lot of people.
Yes.
You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to take your family and buy these international flights mm-hmm. and head to Africa. You can go to South Carolina.
What?
And this is I'm telling you, you can go to South Carolina. Myrtle Beach has a safari, and it's incredible. It is called the Tigers program, and it's the Tigers stands for the Institute for Greatly Endangered and Rare Species.
Oh.
And this is something where you go and they do tours. It's a 3-hour tour, and we're talking about, you know, several hundred dollars. This isn't cheap. It's the Myrtle Beach Safari. You can do a couple different options, whether you pick pictures or, you know, you can get it with a professional photographer and they do a DVD. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, it's an extra $100 and they balk at that. But the reality is if you're going to spend, you know, $1,000 for your entire family to do an adventure like this, why not splurge on that extra $100, get the DVD, get
right.
the CD, because you know their pictures are going to be better than yours. And also then you can focus on the experience. And there's more than 130 big animals.
Wow.
We're talking tigers and elephants and wolves. You're in a pool with a tiger at one point. I mean, this is
wow.
it's a really, really cool thing. So, again, people don't think about going to Myrtle Beach to go on safari, but you can. And that's a perfect
whoa.
Example of a way to take a familiar destination and give it a new
personality. So you can do two extremes. You can go to the beach and then make believe you're in Africa. That's all in one place. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a really cool. And
I'm
it's such
going.
A secret place that they don't even give you directions until you make a reservation.
Well, it was secret until you start talking about it.
They are worried, you know, they want to keep the animals safe. It's
yeah.
a 50-acre preserve.
Yeah.
But it's something that, you know, they don't let you know until you're actually, until you've actually put down the credit card and made your reservation,
oh, wow.
and then they'll tell you how to get there. So,
that's
really
weird.
Cool idea.
That's weird stuff. Okay.
And then I got one more for you.
Alrighty.
If you want a real in-your-face nature experience of
yes.
a different kind,
love it.
Whitewater rafting.
Oh.
And for this one, I work with Adventures on the Gorge mm-hmm. in West Virginia. This is a resort that has all kinds of adventures. You can go treetop, you know, you can go climbing, you can go treetop soaring through the canopies on a zip line. You can go rappelling, you can go stand-up paddleboarding. But the big thrill is whitewater rafting on the Gauley River.
Nice.
And this is, you know, class 5 rapids. So this isn't something you want to do on your first whitewater rafting trip, but you can just take off, you know, because it's a scale of 1 to 6
yeah.
for the whitewater rapids,
uh-huh.
and this is a class 5. So we're talking serious water here.
Wow. Okay. Let me just talk about Travelgirl magazine for a second, your editor-in-chief. And,
sure.
You know, people, when they want to go on vacation, they get bombarded by all these brochures and junk mail and stuff. But this is good because it's one place to go. You can look at all the possibilities, whether it be a road trip or flying somewhere or staying in the country, going out, what you do in airports, how you manage and budget. It's all in one place. Mm-hmm. And then you make your decision from one place. And they're not trying to sell you anything. They're just throwing all the options in front of you. It's really nice. I think it's a great idea if someone's just saying, well, what should I do this year? Here's a place to explore and find out.
Well, thank you. And we do try to cater to, you know, all kinds of armchair travels. Our current issue, hopefully you maybe you've got our website pulled up. You can see Zahi Tellez is on the cover. Yeah. She's a very famous Mexican chef. And we talked to her about her favorite places in Mexico City. We've got a great escape to Hong Kong. And then something closer to home, you can go to El Paso, Texas. Yeah. Just really cool stuff. But, yeah, we're really about helping people plan their trips, but also bring the joys of travel into your everyday life. So, you know, reminding you, too, that, you know, don't overspend and don't overschedule. Those are the two biggest mistakes that people make when they're traveling. Because, you know, you've heard that phrase, I need a vacation for my vacation. And that's what happens when you overschedule and you overspend because you come back and you're like, oh, no, what am I going to do now? I'm going to make up for that.
Well, yeah, all those tips and advice save you a lot of headaches otherwise, so it's a good idea. It's TravelGirlInc.com or just Google Travel Girl Magazine or whatever, and she's Stephanie Oswald, and we'll talk to her when the seasons change again. That's how I know. Thanks.
Thank you so much, and follow me on Twitter, too. I will tweet out some more tips from today, and NorthStarSailingCharters.com is the website for that. Those sailing lessons, Adventures on the Gorge for whitewater rafting, and VisitMyrtleBeach.com
Very good.
If you want to check out the safari.
Yeah, and Stephanie doesn't tweet at 4 o'clock in the morning, unlike other people, so that's a good thing.
I have been known to do that once or twice,
okay,
but
never,
I try to keep my...
Never mind then.
You know, but it depends. Then maybe I'm in another time zone. Yeah,
yes,
the time. You never know.
I kind of understand that. Hey, thanks, Stephanie.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. She's lovely. She's just so lovely and enchanting. She's enchanting and lovely. She's lovely and enchanting. All those things. Makes you want to go on vacation with her. I mean, makes you want to go on vacation. All right, we go from her to Sean. Sean is a happiness travel man. He apparently is extremely happy to travel. He thinks that the joy of life is in traveling. We all have our opinions about things. Sean's got his, I got mine. Am I right, Sean? Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Sean Egger is a native Texan, a nationwide known positive psychology academic from Harvard, neck of the woods here where we are, and you're a happiness researcher and a speaker, so and many more things, of course. We're talking about the summer. It's summertime, just turned summer, and we want to now enjoy the summer, and what do we do? Where do we go?
Well, I spent 12 years in Boston researching happiness, and during that time, I traveled to 51 countries trying to understand what creates happiness. And one of the things that I learned was that there are these certain factors that led to joyous experiences, so we wanted to see, in a partnership with Bank of America and Condé Nast, how we could figure out which of the destinations in the world could raise people's level of happiness the most if you traveled there. So we came up with something we called the Joy Index, which outlines the top 10 destinations.
Interesting. Okay, so the Joy Index would be, is this a consensus of what are the more enjoyable places to visit, or is this done in some way? How is this achieved?
So we aggregated data from the United Nations and from Gallup to figure out what were the most important things to make up the happiest travel for people.
Uh-huh.
And what we came up with was that there are these certain things that matter the most. It wasn't just it's sunny outside. We were looking at things like the culture that people are experiencing. We were looking at things like connection or the adventure or the awe or wonder people experience in these destinations. So we actually had some of the things show up on the list that were a surprise to us. But they also gave us a greater insight into what really creates levels of happiness for people as they travel.
You know, it's funny to me because joy and happiness is kind of like what we're always shooting for. That's kind of the purpose of life, I suppose. And yet all these other things come into play. But that's the bottom line indeed, is like when it's all done and finished, when you turn back and go back home, was that a happy experience?
I think that's totally it. I mean, why spend the time and the money to go on vacation if you're not going to come back happier and rejuvenated? And actually, yeah. Previous research had found that the average vacation, you don't return with greater levels of happiness. Mm-hmm. And that's because people were not traveling right. So in a previous study I did with the Harvard Business Review, we found that if you planned a month beforehand, if you created social connection in the location, mm-hmm. and if you savored the experience afterwards, 94% of the vacations, you return with greater levels of happiness and energy. So I think that it's really important, as people are thinking about travel, to really focus on the things that really matter most. And that's why I was so excited about this partnership with Bank of America and Condé mm-hmm. Nast, is because we were trying to figure out which of those destinations really did hit those things that matter most. And one of the most important ones we found was connection, because it wasn't just what you're doing on vacation, it's who you're doing it with. And sometimes, yeah. you know, it could be pouring rain, but if you're doing it with somebody you care about, or you met new people, it mattered.
You're right. You're right. Wow, you are good at what you do. Okay, let's hit some ideas here, some spots that seem to fulfill what we're talking about.
Well, there's the ones you normally think about, right? Like there's Hawaii Island, but I'm here in Houston today, which was one of the surprises on the list. Mm-hmm. But part of what we were looking at is, when you look at these six factors of happiness, Houston has now become the eclipse New York City as the most diverse large city in the United States. It's got this thriving art scene. They have a park here that's larger than Central Park. But it's also, because of the diversity, you have this amazing cuisine. So from all different places. Last night I just had some amazing Tex-Mex food. But what it allows for is these moments of awe and wonder as you're experiencing the art, but also getting to meet people from across the globe. And the more people that you feel like you can connect with, the greater level of happiness we feel when we come back home as well. So that's why connection is so important.
Very cool. Okay, what's another spot?
Some of the other places we looked at, Shanghai was an interesting one. Shanghai has been fascinating because it's a very urban environment and across the other side of the world. But because it's also cosmopolitan as well, and you've got these beautiful buildings and this art scene and all these places you can visit, it really does get that sense of something new for somebody to experience. I know the first time I visited Shanghai, they pointed across the river and they said, you see all those skyscrapers that dwarfed New York City on the other side of the river. 10 years ago, that was farmland. The city has changed so much. There's so much to learn. And I think that it's those types of experiences that stick with you and that allow us to enrich our lives when we're not traveling as well.
Interesting. All right. All right. Well, it's about time we looked at things from that perspective. Do you have another one?
One of our favorite ones is Newfoundland, because nature is so important. If you get people out into nature, research done by the University of California at Berkeley, they found that if you're looking at a nature scene versus looking at a science building, that when you look at that nature scene, parts of our brain activate that are related to awe. But the reason that's so important, it releases dopamine, which is one of the greatest predictors of long-term levels of happiness. And what we found was that it actually causes people to become 3 times more creative, they feel more connected, they actually feel less stressed in their jobs. That's why Newfoundland is the number one place on our joy index.
Wow. You know what I find in common with all the places that you've mentioned? They are not gigantic, run-of-the-mill tourist places where you run into the tourism mill. These are places that are just kind of off the map that serve a different purpose.
I think you're right. I think one of the things we found that's so important to happiness is your expectations. Uh-huh. And I think almost all of the places, except for maybe Hawaii Island on this list, were a surprise to us. And I think when you have that surprise, that mm-hmm. delightful surprise, yeah. it actually adds to and magnifies that level of happiness. I think you're totally right.
Yeah, also, when you talk about it with other people about the joys of your trip, they are not familiar with it, as opposed to going to Disney World. They go, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, I know, it's fine. Which is, I'm not saying Disney World is a horrible place, but there's nothing intrinsically different to discuss with people and to remember that other people haven't already gone through. So it's kind of interesting. Well, how do we get more information about the Joy Index and summer ideas?
Well, Bank of America has created a beautiful website. It's at cntraveler.com/joyindex. And what it does is it outlines the methodology about how we've been able to create this joy index, but it also has must-sees in each of the destinations that help you maximize those six happiness factors so that as you're exploring those places, you can reach greater levels of happiness and bring it back home and have better stories to tell like you were describing.
Hey, I love talking about happiness. This has been pretty good. Sean, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Take care. Sean. Well, do you feel any happier? I might a little bit. I might just a tad happier than I was when I started the show. How about you? Well, I see that my black pants have been laid out. I'm going to put them on now. I've been doing the show without any pants on. Could you tell? You could. I can't put anything past you, can I? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. I guarantee that one will be incredible. Until then, I wish you peace. Did you enjoy today's show?
It was unbelievably painful.